I've never experienced anything like that in my entire life. Probably because I've never been surrounded by so many lifeless bodies. I haven't been able to stop thinking about what was happening all around me. It was so demonic, the energy.
Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories in Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today we continue our research and understanding into what happened at Astroworld. This is part two of the Astroworld analysis. I will put the link to part one in the show notes in case you haven't heard it. You should listen to that. That first show we did, I basically explained what happened, right? The Astroworld Concert Festival. There were several deaths. I talked a little bit about the history of Travis Scott and all of the Illuminati satanic symbolism in his videos and on his magazine covers. Because for years I've been looking at this guy, telling you what I think could be true, and unfortunately it appears maybe that was the case, right? During the 2019 Super Bowl, I talked about how he was the fallen angel. It's been in front of our face this whole time. It really has. And then in that first show, we talked about the symbolism of Astroworld, but I've got way more for you today. Oh my God. Scratching the surface, we did. When I recorded that show, I recorded it on a Saturday morning. I woke up, saw the news, said, holy crap. Because Travis Scott's a huge name, right? And like I said, I've been following this guy for many, many years. I'm not a fan of his music, so like I told you on part one, there's a lot of things about Travis Scott I don't know because I'm not this Travis Scott stan. So it's not my thing. I don't know. I just never got into his music. But I always saw the symbolism in his work, you know? And on the part one, we talked about the artwork for Astroworld, which you really need to see to believe. And if you haven't followed me on the Instagram, please do so, at Isaac Weishaupt, link in the show notes, because I'm going to dump way more symbols today. You're not going to believe what you're seeing. I could hardly believe it. But the first show, we talked about the symbolism with the messaging of see you on the other side. We saw the pineal gland, the third eye, the pyramid of sacrifice on the damn artwork for the festival. And we talked about the history of the blood sacrifice. We talked about the location of Houston with the Astrodome and how the magician works on the astral plane, right? How that's all connected. But we're going to go deeper today. So deep. I couldn't believe it. What are we going to talk about today? In part two, we're going to catch up with the latest. Recording this Monday morning before I go to work to the dreaded day job. So it's early in the morning Monday. We're going to talk about how Travis Scott is possessed by demons. I think that's the case. I think that's what happened. I mean, if we got to come up with a theory on what happened, that's my theory. I think he was possessed by demons, which from years of symbolism, we could tell that was what was happening. We're going to talk about the history of Travis Scott with messing with the kids at his concerts and his manager. I mean, it's kind of crazy what we're going to talk about. Then we're going to talk about more symbolism. Testimony from people that were there at the concert saying this was literally hell. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Drake, your boy Drizzy. Then the demonic symbolism that was all over the place. You just got to look for it. On his shirt, on the logo. We hinted on this in part one. The logo for the artwork showed you a demon going through a portal, or a man, I should say, going through a portal and coming out on the other side as a demon with horns on his head. And the portal is on the stage. You can see it clearly. There's an inverted cross, a burning dove, this mouth of hell. And we're going to dig into it a little bit, talk a little bit more about the dark arts of black magic, Kabbalah, little Ariana Grande. She's going to make a little appearance here. And then his upcoming album, Utopia. So let's get into it. what's new? What's new since Saturday morning? It's Monday morning. It's only been 48 hours. And Travis Scott's getting sued. Live Nation's getting sued. The New York Times alleges that the police chief of Houston warned Travis Scott prior to the show about the crowd. Kylie Jenner is damn near canceled because she was posting Instagram stories of Travis Scott's performance, and you could see the amber lamps and all that stuff in the crowd. You could see all of it. You can hear people screaming for help. I've been watching the damn TikTok videos all weekend. But Kylie, she asserts they had no clue, no idea. Oh, really? Okay. Now, to be fair, I will throw one defense of Travis Scott on here. And look, full disclosure here, like, I'm a hip-hop head. I love hip-hop. But, you know, Travis Scott just never grabbed me. Just, I don't know, just was never my thing. So, in some ways, I look to defend hip-hop when it needs defended. But I'm not afraid to call out the demonic symbolism. I hate to see that happen to my beloved genre of music, but it happens. But to be fair to Travis Scott, I did see a video. I don't know if you've been, I don't know who you are. If you're watching these TikTok videos or not, that's where most of the videos are, right? There's a video circulating of Travis Scott standing up on the, like, I don't know, balcony or scissor lift or whatever the hell it was, doing his little auto-tune thing that he does. And you can see him looking right down at a girl that's unconscious being sort of crowd-surfed over to help. And the implication from the video, if you watch just the short version, is like, oh, Travis Scott's just like singing like there's nothing wrong. He's looking right at a dead girl. That's evil. But if you look, there's a video of a with more context prior to that video, prior to that moment, he actually does stop the music. And he says, yo, yo, we got to get this girl out of here. And he kind of like helps coordinate that, right? Which is good. You see him coordinate that. And the reason he's doing the auto-tune thing is because, you know, he's just trying to keep the entertainment going, right? So that video, a little bit debunked, right? A little bit debunked. Then he released a video sending prayers to the victims, but it's really bizarre because he does not issue a single apology through this whole 2-minute clip, but he did rub the shit out of his forehead. So take a listen.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. We're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, you know, I stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know? I could just never imagine the severity of the situation. We've been working closely with everyone to just try to get to the bottom of this, the city of Houston, HPD, fire department, you know, everyone to, you know, help us figure this out. So if you have any information, you know, please just contact your local authorities. Everybody continue to just keep your prayers. I mean, I'm honestly just devastated, and I could never imagine anything like this just happening. And I'm gonna do everything I can to keep you guys updated and just keep you guys informed on what's going on. Love you all.
So yeah, I mean, make of that what you will. And look, I don't know the guy. I don't know what kind of state of mind he was in or is in. You want to believe that another human being wouldn't possibly be okay with watching their fans dying in front of them. Like, it's really hard to believe that. But that leads us to the next point I want to discuss. Travis Scott, is he possessed by a demon? I mean, let's be honest about that. Is he really possessed? He's got a history of being very, anti-human, apparently, from this stuff. And he was signed by Kanye West, by the way, who had his share of sort of satanic symbolism over the years, talking about how he should be in the Bible and all this stuff. And Kanye did a Sunday service over the weekend for the victims of this Astrodome, Astroworld thing. But apparently he was nowhere to be found. He wasn't even there. I don't know. What do you make of this stuff? Very bizarre behavior by these people. But anyway, back in 2012, I'm going to read to you from hiphopdx.com. Back in 2012, his first manager had a seizure and Travis Scott left him on the floor and just walked away. I'm going to read to you from hiphopdx. I heard this week Travis Scott, this is the Shane Morris was his name, is his name. No, I'm sorry. Shane Morris? I just watched his TikTok. That's why I looked it up because I didn't believe it. Anyway, quote, I heard this week, this is back in 2012, okay? I heard this week Travis Scott signed a 360 deal with Kanye West for $870K. Am I happy for him? Not at all. He might be one of the most purely talented producers and rappers in the industry, but he's a thief, a liar, and he manipulates what he wants out of people until he's used them all up. There's no such thing as loyalty to Travis Scott. In his blog, Morris claims to have discovered Scott, linking him up with blog sites, other media outlets, and studio time when his name wasn't known. Morris writes about how humble he felt Scott was when they met and says he saw that change as time passed. Morris also alleges that Scott stole sessions from the studio. Additionally, Morris goes on to write about an incident where he had a seizure and felt Scott left him stranded in a time of need. Quote, you know what a low, grimy mother effer Travis Scott is? Late one night, we were all down in the dungeon. That's a studio, right? We were down in the dungeon, up late, having a party. Music was playing, we were all having fun. And then I did what all epileptic people do from time to time. I had a seizure. You know what Travis Scott did? He left. He and his friend Tony left me. I eventually ended up at the hospital that night, but Travis couldn't be bothered. He continues by claiming Scott refused to have him manage his career because of his seizures. If there's one thing you don't do, it's use my disability against me as a reason to say I'm not worthy in my business. Travis Scott is the kind of person who discriminates based upon disability. He steals from the musicians around him, then he manipulates people into thinking he did it all on his own. And on some of, I think it was Shane Morris, some of his videos, he talks about how they got him a false popularity on SoundCloud. Like, they paid for all of his streams so that the record companies would think he was this hot artist, and he really wasn't. Which, you know, you could, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in the music industry, like how they, the what they call it, pay to play, where they'll play, you put enough money behind an artist and get their song on the radio enough, it sort of earworms the song into popularity, because you hear, they know through science of the mind, the more you hear a song, the more you're apt to like it. So as long as they can get every single person to hear a song like three or four times, then they'll be like, okay, this is a good song. Another instance, the allegation is that he basically encouraged a kid to get paralyzed. I'm going to read you from Rolling Stone, and you make of it what you will. Kyle Green, 27, was injured at Scott's April 30th, 2017 concert at Terminal 5 in Manhattan, the same show where Scott was caught on video encouraging a different fan to drop down from the second floor balcony into the crowd below. Quote, I see you, but are you going to do it? The rapper exhorted the fan who already had climbed over the railing. Quote, they going to catch you. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Unlike that fan, who appeared to dangle and drop willingly, Green says he was forced over the edge of the higher railing at what he's called a severely crowded and out-of-control event. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? According to a lawsuit filed 6 months later in October 2017, Green broke several bones, including vertebrae, in his fall, and was subsequently hauled off the floor by show staff without a cervical collar, backboard, and other safety precautions. And you see this oftentimes, like the... Recently, I watched the Woodstock 99 documentary on HBO Max. Sometimes they'll pay people. They'll give them a shirt and give them a free ticket, and they'll be like, here, you're now security, and you're now paramedic. And I don't know if that's what happened here. If you want some of the videos, horrific videos of the Astro World, you'll see them doing CPR on people, and a lot of people were claiming that, like, I guess there were some nurses in the crowd that said, look, I saw these paramedics doing CPR on people. They didn't even check the pulse. They were doing CPR on people that had a pulse. And when you do CPR, I've had a little bit of military training. When you do CPR, you have to break the breastbone. They're like, that's not good. You can go throw your cardiac rhythm off doing CPR on someone who doesn't need it. I mean, don't quote me on that. I'm not a doctor, but... Anyway, the point is, basic CPR is a very simple process. Not simple, but your basic paramedic should know the CPR process, right? Check the airway for breathing. Check to see if there's a pulse, so on and so forth. Now, Travis Scott, I'm going to play you a clip here. And what you can't see is that he's smiling during this clip. He's just smiling at the crowd, like, in a weird way. I'll put the photo of it on my Instagram. Again, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe, look in the show notes. I'll put it on the compilation for this show, like I did for the first episode. But he's got his sort of, he's bent over, hands on his knees. He's just kind of looking up, smiling. And normally you would think, well, maybe that's out of context. But if you listen, you can hear the crowd screaming for a medic. It's very chilling. Now, on the TikTok, there's actually tons of videos. People have been uploading videos all weekend of other artists at concerts shutting the show down anytime they see a fan in need. I've seen videos from Kurt Cobain. I've seen videos from Post Malone, Linkin Park. I can't even list them all. Lil Pump. Lil Pump. How's Lil Pump going to outclass you? Eh, no offense. I like Lil Pump. But damn. And look, I don't know what goes on in the industry. I don't know what kind of training you get. I don't know if this is a discussion they have. I don't know. I just think that if you see some... And I've seen video clips of Travis Scott looking out and seeing the ambulance coming through the crowd. So there's a couple videos I've seen where he did, in fact, sort of stop the music and say, whoa, what's going on here? So that's the real question. And the most damning part is when, the most damning part is, I'm going to read you from New York Times. It says, because I've seen this video clip and I looked it up, right? New York Times says this, says, then two men who appear to be part of Mr. Scott's entourage approach him on the stage. He shoos them away and turns to the crowd, asking those present to put two hands in the sky. Another person tells the crowd, two hands up, two hands up. The video shows the performer raising his hands in the air with the ambulance visible amid the crowd of fans. Y'all know what you came to do, Mr. Scott says to the crowd. Then as the music resumes, he urges the crowd to make the ground shake. The concert, which continued for about another 30 minutes, ended with Mr. Scott waving to the crowd and jogging off stage as he said, I love y'all. Make it home safe. Good night. Now, I've seen this video clip. You do see two guys. They go up. I mean, what else could they possibly have been telling him? They stop the show. Go up there. Whisper in his ear. He waves them off. He says, y'all know what you came to do. You came here to rage. Let's make the ground shake. And meanwhile, there's people doing CPR in the crowd. And this is where we start talking about symbolism, because people tell you, I mean, there's testimonies all over the damn internet of people who were there saying it was literally hell. And that's what it sounds like. Could you imagine dying, or your loved ones right there dying, and Travis Scott's up there pumping the music away, telling you to make the ground shake? Like, that's some literally demonic stuff, right? Listen to this clip. It's a couple minutes long. This is from TikTok. From Brooke 333 Elliot. Take a listen to hear what her experience was, and this is very chilling too.
I'm here to talk about my experience at AstroFest. It is extremely traumatizing. I've never experienced anything like that in my entire life. Probably because I've never been surrounded by so many lifeless bodies. I haven't been able to stop thinking about what was happening all around me. It was so demonic. The energy was so demonic. The set was demonic. Travis was demonic. We were literally in hell. Like, it felt like we were in hell. Nobody could breathe. We were all suffocating. Everybody around me was suffocating. We were standing on our tiptoes, and all you see is everyone around you, chins up, gasping for air, and that's all you see around you. There was no room for mosh pits. There was no room to breathe. We couldn't even breathe. We didn't even have enough room. I'm sore. Like this hurts to take a deep breath today. Like, we couldn't even breathe in there because everyone's bodies were literally suffocating us. Suffocating us so bad that people were bleeding out of their mouths and their nose. People were screaming bloody murder, literally begging for help from anybody. There's nothing that anybody could do. The floors were covered in bodies. You're doing your very best. We're fighting for our fucking lives. We're doing our very best to stay up. You couldn't even put your foot on the ground. You're stepping over other people. You're stepping over other people's shoes, just trying to fucking breathe. I'm surrounded by unconscious bodies. I don't even know if these people were alive. There's just people all around you with their eyes rolled in the back of their heads, just being moved with the crowds. There was nowhere we could go. We're trying to push back. We're trying to push back to get out. And we're just getting pushed forward. We're just getting pushed deeper into the crowd. There's sinkholes of people in the crowds all around me. Like, If I would have hit the floor, I would have never gotten up. You can see, like, adults holding their children up, like, trying to get them to safety. There's kids, like, pissing and shitting themselves as a trauma response. Like, imagine going to your first concert, and, like, this is how you think, like, concerts are. Like, it took us 30 minutes to get out of the crowd, and we were in the back. As we finally get out, you just see people running out, bawling, lips blue. There's people, they're dragging dead bodies out of the crowd. Dead bodies. And Travis knew. Travis had a bird's eye view on everybody and could see everything. He was asked multiple times to stop, and his responses are, you know what you were here for, something like that, and let's rage.
But yeah, I mean, like I'm saying, I was on TikTok all weekend watching so many videos. You see videos of kids climbing the scaffolding, telling the cameramen and the workers, like, they're trying to get their attention. Like, hey, you got to stop the show. The crowd's chanting, stop the show, to Travis Scott. Could he hear it? I don't know. I don't know. Very upsetting. And it turns out, like, in part one, I said, look, I don't know when in the show this happened, but apparently it was, like, I guess Travis Scott completed the whole set. But when Drake was up there, it was sort of like the peak of hell, too. And I've talked about Drake in the past. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to a show I did when Triple XXXTentacion died. There was some weird stuff going on. And I've always talked about Drake because he's got the Minerva Bohemian Grove owl symbolism and the 666 hand symbolism all over the place. Same symbolism I see with Travis Scott, I see with Drake. And on that show from June 2018, Triple X, he talked about he had predictions of his own death. I talked about the lyrics of Drake's songs, talking about how X is going to be shot. X went on Instagram saying that Drake would kill him and he would be the sacrifice. I mean, is this stuff really happening? It might be more true than you want to believe. Let's talk about some more symbolism. On the first part, I talked about on the artwork for Astral World, the demon, the guy who goes through the portal and turns into a demon. Well, turns out Travis Scott was wearing that shirt. He showed you what was happening. And on TikTok, I saw lots of videos of people pointing out that there was a guy walking on top of the portal. And I'll put that photo on my little Instagram compilation I'm making for you. But you can see that the guy walking above the portal. That's, people are like, what is this? Well, it was some visual thing about him, you know, the guy turning into a demon. Then the very disturbing image, and this is how the show started out, or so I'm being led to believe from the videos I've seen. The show starts out with a dove on fire flying out of the portal, this portal that was on stage. The portal of hell is lighting up in red circles of fire, and this dove is flying out. It's clearly expelling any kind of Christian element to this show. That's what the symbolism means. It's allowing the demons to come in. That's what the portal is for. It looks like the rings of hell. And then on another photo I've seen of the stage, it looks like an inverted cross going into the portal, the way the barricades were set up. And of course, the stage itself was a massive portal. And again, I'll put all these images on the Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Check it out. Like and subscribe. I'm always dropping real interesting stuff on these kinds of things. A lot of people sleep on this stuff until something bad happens, and then all of a sudden everyone's interested, right? Which is good. We need the publicity. We need people to understand that this could very well be happening. But this portal, it was like a cave, right? When you look at the history of magic, and we're gonna hit that in our conclusion here next. When you look at the history of magic, the caves are where the early people would conduct the magic rituals. The origin mythology of Rome with Romulus and Remus, that started from the Lupercal cave. Mithras was worshipped in a cave in these temples that were within the caves. I talked about that I did 3 episodes on Raised by Wolves, the show on HBO, how it's symbolism of the cult of Mithras, which is very fascinating. Zeus, he was born in a cave in Crete, and then Christ himself, of course, resurrected in the cave. So there's always this magical connection of the cave, and that's kind of what the portal looks like in some ways on the stage, is a cave. And then finally, last piece of symbolism, the big mouth. If you're familiar with the grounds and the artwork for Astral World, you walk through Travis Scott's mouth to get onto the grounds. And a lot of people were pointing out, and lots of people were sending this to me, so shout out everyone. There's a lot of people were hitting me up about stuff this weekend. You go back to the 1400s, there's a painting by Hieronymus Bosch called Christ in Limbo. Sometimes it's referenced as the harrowing of hell. I'm not an art guy. I don't know. That's what the Newsweek article said it was called. I think Christ in Limbo. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. Newsweek published a story about this exact thing, about how there's theories about the blood sacrifice, and they cited my podcast. So, you know, I hate to celebrate such a thing. I don't know. Is that the right term? I mean, this is a tragedy, right? I'm not trying to get publicity from it exactly, but I can tell you this is an experience I've had for the last 10 years. Anytime something horrific happens, I can flip it into publicity and notoriety and followers, and that makes me ill in some ways because I know this is what the mainstream media does. Anytime some tragedy happens, you can cash it in, right? That's what a lot of people don't talk about. A lot of influencers don't talk about it. Mainstream media don't talk about it. But I'm here to tell you, like, it happens every time. I mean, over 2 days, I picked up like 1,000 followers on Instagram, right? And look, I would trade it all in. I don't want 8 people to die. And I'm not, what do you call it? This isn't virtue signaling. I'm being honest about it. Like, part of it makes me feel sleazy about this. So, like, I was in the Newsweek article, and, like, on some levels, I'm like, wow, that's really cool. Like, that's a huge platform. But in other ways, I'm like, dude, I feel like a heavy responsibility from this, you know? Like, in some ways, I'm dabbling in the dark energy myself now. So, you know, being an Orthodox Christian, a real shitty one at that. You know, I just try to say my prayers and keep my head right. And I look, I realize the hypocrisy here. I'm here telling you, go follow me on Instagram. But, like, the reason why is because I think that the more exposure we get to these ideas, the more that we can have honest discussions about this stuff. Do we want to open up the mouth to hell? I mean, this is literally, they call it the mouth of hell. And you see it in a ton of paintings. And that's what Travis Scott showed you with his big mouth that people walk through. And everyone's telling you it was like hell. And there's a portal to hell, and they're expelling the dove on fire from the portal. He shows you a demon being formulated through the portal. And I'm just trying to have an honest conversation about it. Like, is this what we want to do? Are we're gonna continue to support these artists? And I don't know what to tell you. I'm not trying to cancel Travis Scott per se, but, like, maybe it is. Maybe we need to worry about this kind of thing versus, who's someone they're trying. Dave Chappelle, right? I did a whole show on Dave Chappelle just recently. A whole show that includes a discussion about Dave Chappelle being canceled. Now, in conclusion, why is this happening? Why is it happening? Is Travis Scott possessed by demons? I'm going to go ahead and float that theory out there. I'm going to float out the theory that he's a magician working with the dark arts, working with black magic, and he's possessed by the demonic spirits, because that's what the black magic does. It dabbles in with the demonic spirits. And I'm also told he uses this phrase called demon time. So you can't be around all this negative energy all the time and demonic symbolism and all this stuff he's doing without it influencing you. And we talked about this a lot on this show. Because my argument from day one has always been that magic predates religion. So who are we to believe that this thing just simply went away? You don't, like, it's hard to believe that there's this powerful practice that you can get whatever you want. And civilization just abandoned that completely. No. It went underground. It went through the secret societies, the ancient mystery schools. It's still there. We just don't know about it. And that's my whole thing. I want to expose it, right? I want to talk about how this is really happening. In fact, I've got a show this week dropping with a massive revelation about Hocus Pocus, the movie. Massive. You think the Travis Scott show was mind-blowing? Wait till you hear this Hocus Pocus show I'm about to drop. So stay subscribed to the show, because I'm going to blow your mind, and I mean that in every way possible. This might be the biggest revelation I've ever had. It might be. I don't know. Maybe I'm over-hyping it. But a book I bought specifically for the Hocus Pocus show, it's called The Complete Book of Spell, Ceremonies, and Magic, from the 1970s, as I was reading it for the Hocus Pocus show, all this astral world stuff came up. All this symbolism came up. I'm going to read you right from the book. This explains what happened. Quote, magic uses the deeper levels of the unconscious to bring about changes in the material world. Thus, the magician believes it is possible to influence someone's mind on the unconscious level and to subordinate this individual's will to the magician's will. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I think Travis Scott's a magician. And any artist, for that matter. because all the followers are sort of under a spell. And when they get into these concerts, they lose their mind. They act like savages. You saw it with this one. They're doing CPR and these kids are jumping up on the paramedic cart, thrashing around, mosh pitting or whatever, right? But isn't that what the capitalist magic is all about? Exploitation of money from your wallet into Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner's. And these people are sick in the head. You can't tell me they're not possessed on some level because of their material wealth that they keep accumulating, and it's a sickness they can't turn off. There's never enough. Like Jeff Bezos. These people are psychopaths. You see the Jeff Bezos video clip of his, I don't know, his new girlfriend, and the eyes she's given Leo DiCaprio at this party. Oh my God, how uncomfortable is that? Do yourself a favor and look that one up. I posted it on my Instagram, and I said, and I'm so funny. I said, do you think she's telling him that he's my favorite actor? And it's a joke, of course. But he is my favorite actor, but boy, oh boy, that poor Jeff Bezos, that's what he gets. Yeah, these people are sick in the head. There's never enough. Never enough. Look at Kylie Jenner. What is she, a billionaire? How much money do you need? These people are sick. Anyway, and I base that all on watching Cribs, because these people, and I'm OG granola woke, alkaline vegan woke to the fullest. And these people claim they are, but then they open their fridge and they got nothing but plastic water bottles all in there. Like, bro, what are you doing? Anyway, you heard me rant about the water bottles before. It's my pet peeve. Water bottles and disposable grocery bags. Two things I hate the most. Now, anyway, let's get back to the conclusion. To me, the grossest part is that Travis Scott targeted the weaker wills of children. That's right. That's right. If you recall, he was doing that massive publicity thing with Fortnite, which is like a kid's thing, a kid's game. That's why a 14-year-old died during this concert, because there was kids all in the crowd. He was appealing to the young children because those are the weakest wills that he could bend from the magician point of view. Shout out Sprite, you sent me a video on the Fortnite thing. I forgot about the Fortnite thing. I think I talked about it on a show back when it was a thing, right? And look, that was my beef with Lil Nas X, who's like another artist I don't really listen to. I don't really care. But Lil Nas X dropped the Montero video and he's twerking on Satan. And look, I don't care that he's gay. I don't even really care that he's got the satanic elements in the video. Like, whatever. I listened to lots of rock music that was straight up showing you satanic symbolism. And it's always about the awareness, right? You got to be aware of this stuff to take its effect away. Or minimize it, I should say. Or just avoid it altogether. Like, if you're strong enough, I'm not that strong. Like I told you, I'm a pretty shitty Christian. But yeah, that was my beef, was that Lil Nas X. I mean, 2 months before the Montero video dropped, he released a kid's book, because Old Town Road was apparently very popular amongst kids, little kids. So Lil Nas X, to make a little extra monies, drops a kid's book. And then the next thing he releases is a video where he's twerking on Satan and releasing shoes with blood on it, with human blood in it and 666 written all over it. That's my beef. And I don't even have kids. Like, I don't know why I'm fighting for your kids so hard. I kid. If you're listening to the show, I will fight for your kids. It's the people who out there, the mouth breathers, that think this is all crazy conspiracy stuff is who I'm talking about. They're messing with the kids. And the parents are either too busy or they're too ignorant to care. I have no idea. And I have no idea why a parent would take their kids to this Astro World show. Look, and the tickets were, I looked at the tickets, it's like $400 for the cheapest ticket after you pay for the fees and taxes. My parents would have never taken me to a $400 show. Are you mad? My first concert was, and it was probably because my parents wanted to go. I wasn't a fan, but it was the Beach Boys in Chicago, which in hindsight, wow, now that I'm an old person, how lucky was I? I saw them at Hershey Park. That was it. That's the only show I went to. That's the only concert. And then, you know, when I was 18, my friends went to go see, what was it? It was like 99, 98. I don't remember the name of the tour. It had like DMX. It was like the Rough Riders tour or something. And I wanted to go so bad, but I couldn't afford a ticket. So there I was, not going. But anyway, these parents, they're buying these kids these $400 tickets to go see a bunch of rappers. But this is our world, right? With the music industry flat out showing you they're demonic. Hence the book I wrote 7 years ago. Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. It's all about the hip-hop industry and the Illuminati symbolism and the occult and the demonic magic and all that stuff. I was talking about this 7 years ago, which this book has proven more and more to be accurate as the years go by. And in fact, I just retrieved a copy because I went to SiriusXM Studios in L.A. onto Eminem's channel, Shade 45, to the All Out show with Rude Jude. Shout out Rude Jude. Shout out Eminem. I didn't get to meet Eminem, but I did get to meet Rude Jude. And we talked about my hip-hop conspiracy book back in 2015. And the audience, and look, the show is all about, they love like roasting conspiracy people. They did a bit about this for a while, like to make us look crazy, right? But I didn't care, whatever. I'll take it. And I took so many shots. People thought I was crazy. And I mean, fast forward. I found a copy of that show that they had sent me. And I posted it, but it's only on my subscriber shows, like Patreon and Rockfin and stuff. And I on the disclaimer for that show, I said, I bet you fast forward to 2020 and the thing that will never go away. And I'll bet all those listeners that called in and told me I was a crazy lunatic, I bet they've had a change of heart since. Now, fast forward to this weekend, and I'll bet they really would have a change of heart. And look, Lil Uzi Vert, whose name is Lucifer, right? I've talked about Lil Uzi Vert a million times, who's straight up satanic. He only follows Marilyn Manson, the honorary priest in the Church of Satan. Who's also, Marilyn Manson was recently at the Kanye West church service, which I don't know what that means. Come with your conclusion as to what that means. But Lil Uzi Vert, a.k.a. Lucifer, he just released a video and song called Demon High. These rappers are embracing the satanic stuff. And someone's got to expose it. I'm going to read you from this old 70s book again, because this one's interesting, because when we talk about Travis Scott being into black magic, listen to this. The aim of black magic is power over the material world regardless of the consequences. The spiritual world is of no interest to the black magician except to invoke its reluctant denizens to carry out his will in the world of matter. An awareness of his own powers usually overcomes the black magician, giving rise to an egotistical pride of hellish proportions. He becomes self-centered and tyrannical. His will, to him, is law, the only law. He defies God and nature openly and often. All the demons of hell come rushing forward from the hidden depths of his unconscious and take over his conscious personality. He becomes truly the devil incarnate and basks luxuriously in this demonic identity. Now, don't you think that fits the mold here? Don't you think that's exactly what's happening? He tells the people he's not shutting it down, even though there's people dying out there because he's self-centered and tyrannical. He tells them to keep going. These are the reluctant denizens. He's like, we're going to make the ground shake. Keep going. And they do it. Even though they hear people screaming, we need help. We need medics. There's an ambulance. There's people doing CPR all around them. We see the video of him smiling and laughing. That's the luxurious basking of his demonic identity. and his apology video where he never apologizes. And all the people there explicitly described this as hellish. And that's described in the text, saying his ego would take over to hellish proportions. Doesn't that nail it? He even told you this was happening. He said, see you on the other side. It was all over the place. So it raises bigger questions. Did he know? Was this a satanic pact? Was this repayment to Satan in the Faustian bargain? The classic tale. Tale as old as time. And I went onto his Instagram, and I'm going to share this image too on my Instagram. He's pointing to the sky, and there's a big eye in there. This is just prior to the show, okay? So I took a screenshot because I'm like, oh, he's going to shut his account down or something. But when he says, see you on the other side, on part one, I talked about how this is a reference to the Kabbalistic Klepoth. And what you may not have read is an article I wrote in 2015 talking about the Kabbalistic theory, the Kabbalistic symbolism in our entertainment. Okay? And I had to remove this article with all my other articles because I got sued by some asshole. I don't want to go into it. Look, because I get, why do they always come after me? Why? Because there's some truth here, I think. And not to sound like a paranoid conspiracy theorist, but hey, the shoe fits, wear it, I guess. Anyhow, I'm going to read you from the article because I have a copy of it. I just can't publish any of these things because I don't want to get sued again. When broaching the concept of evil, some of the Kabbalah teachings display it through a shadow Sephiroth and call it the other side. It is also referred to as the evil twin, and this other side is represented by evil spirits known as the Klepoth. The Hermetic Kabbalah actually tries to make contact with the Klepoth spirits as part of the self-realization process. Some of these evil demons are eerily similar to the Illuminati symbolism we see from the entertainment industry on a regular basis, leading me to believe that the Illuminati are part of this magic ritual trying to contact the dark forces of the Klepoth. And that's what I think is happening. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? Do you remember little Ariel Grande's Manchester concert? And all those people that died? How shook she was about that? Well, back then, she was really into Kabbalah. She used to wear that red string bracelet, and she was very vocal about messing around with the ghosts and the demons and the aliens. I did a full show, July 2018. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to hear more about Ariola Grande messing around with the same stuff, and look what happened at her concert. Play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. You know what I'm saying? And finally, Travis Scott. He's promoting this new album, Utopia, which he claims is going to be a psychedelic rock album. But he's also releasing a mixtape called Dystopia. I don't know. He's got a new song that he actually played called Escape Plan. So there's another bit of messaging into this concert. Like, people couldn't escape. They were stuck. And what's really bizarre, and again, another photo for you to check out on my Instagram, I'll share it. He took out a 4-page ad in the Houston Chronicle, and this is what it said all over it. The true dystopia is here. When the end arrives, it's really the beginning. And then, the icing on the cake, and I'm going to drop the mic after this. It says, who knows what lies beneath the surface, with a photo of Travis Scott as a demon. He straight up showed it to us that he's a demon, that he's channeling the demonic forces. Or maybe I'm just paranoid. Maybe I'm just being overzealous. I certainly don't know the truth here. It's dark enough energy, though, that it's disturbing. It's disturbing. So, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go take a shower or something. Oof, this stuff's dark. Dark, dark, darkness. But yeah, there you go. That's part two. Is there gonna be a part three? I certainly hope not. I don't want to talk about this anymore. But yeah, that's, there was a lot to dig into on this, unfortunately. Again, if you check out, I'll put links in the show notes. You can check out my shows on Extentation back in 2018, Ariana Grande 2018. Check out all the images that I'm discussing, because to see it is to believe it. I'm going to put all those images on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, link in the show notes. And stay subscribed, because I'm gonna blow your mind once more with this Hocus Pocus film analysis I'm dropping real soon. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Until next time, stay woke.